Tubman was walking around with a fucking nice shiny fucking dress on with a fucking crown on her head when she was taking slaves to freedom. Queens always talk and look nice and polished. Being a queen has more to do with having balls to do what you weak fucks won't do. The fuck I look like?
Well, welcome back to the RuPaul's Drag Race review with featuring Caputo's hair and white headphones moment.
Hello, hello.
How are y'all doing? How did the episode fare for everyone? Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Something fun. Something for the summertime. Something for the girls to, you know, get ready and party.
Like I said last episode, I needed Britta and Aiden in the bottom, which happened. So I'm very happy about that. And as we all know, Aiden was sent home. So that's also like two check marks. I couldn't be happier with the episode. It's great.
I'm not happy about it because of the way it went down. Like, Britta did not need to be talking so damn much just to like give us that flaccid performance. Like, she basically just won because Aiden was worse than she was, which anyway. Is what it is.
Yeah. Also, Snatch Game was very good, and I didn't think it was going to be as good as it was. So
I really thought Snatch Game was going to be deplorable. And then as soon as Gigi turned her head and said, "What's up, bitch?" I said, You won.
Gigi fucking snapped.
That was me saying Gigi won the whole series, the whole show. Really, I was like, crown her.
She was like, "RuPaul, your ass is old. Shut the fuck up. I know what I'm doing. Moving on."
Well, that was a moment. That was a moment in the workroom.
Yeah. Well, when, as we know, watching past seasons, if you win Snatch Game or you do really highly on it and you perform as a clown on the runway at one point, you usually win the season. Like, Bob did it. Sasha did it. Shay did it, but obviously she didn't win, but she should have. Yeah. A lot of the girls have done it. Violet did it. Like, a lot of the girls who placed high in Snatch Game or won and then did a clown runway have won the whole damn season.
To be honest, if Gigi, I don't know what Gigi would have to do not to be top three or to win this season. I don't know what she would have to do. Like, she'd have to fall off a bridge or something.
She'll probably have one episode where, like, you know,
she struggles slightly.
Yeah, she has that moment where it's like, I've been at the top for so long and, like, now I'm crumbling, but she eventually turns it.
That's what I'm saying. She's just done so, and not just gone safe, she's consistently done like top marks every time in multiple categories,
yeah,
including acting, which for the fashion girls apparently is like a curse. So
yeah, usually they just don't have the personality to keep up with it, very a la Nikki Doll. Like, they just don't have like the acting chops to do it. And I mean, it's not like RuPaul's, you know, doing any like a major acting. AJ and the Queen was canceled, so it makes sense. Just like
trash.
Yeah, RuPaul isn't winning an Emmy for her acting. She's winning an Emmy for, like, you know, a reality show with a bunch of white producers that know how to take advantage of people of color on screen. So
RuPaul knows how to look into the distance and deliver her lines. And there's something about that. Like, the production on that level is great.
Yeah. For real, that's because there's a camera flying above the stage and zooming in, and it's
ball up there, huh?
Yeah, there's a white man of size, like a bear, an LA bear, like hanging this huge camera over her head and is like in her ear, "RuPaul, here's the joke. We're gonna record in 3, 2, 1, okay, go." Like, you can follow directions great. That's such a star quality talent.
Ooh. I just have to give it to her, girl. That's all I'm doing. You know,
I would rather see Caputo on television. Not saying that Caputo's boring.
Okay, hold on. Give me a minute.
Oh, I'm just saying.
I read. Why am I getting dragged into this? My action chops are nothing, but still, bitch, don't come for me.
I would love to see Caputo like on a chat, like it's like a Prince runway, and then she's like the guest judge. That would be so fierce.
Honestly, book me at RuPaul. Let's go.
Like, that would be so fierce. Anyway, so like this week starts, and the episode opens up, and it's so funny because I already rolled my eyes when Britta dragged. She tried to drag Aiden again, and I'm like, are you serious? I love bullying, but damn, you cannot bully twice in the same like look, outfit, scene. It just looks like it just looks like you're bitter. You can't be bitter. You have to be dragging, and then you have to let it go.
It went from making sense to being out of pocket every single time. Like, it's like, yeah, once again, you made sense the first time. We're done.
And Aiden, like, honestly said the same thing she's been saying in retaliation. It's just like, girl, like, you aren't listening to the judges' critiques. And it was so funny because during the judges' critiques this time, she literally said, not Aiden, Britta, oh, like, y'all told me to do this. I just didn't listen. I was like, well, here you are doing the exact same thing you're trying to tell Aiden that she's doing. Like, it's a whole contradictory moment. I just can't.
But there's some inconsistencies in your story. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
I won't lie, low-key, when she said that, I think she was playing games. I don't think she was being sincere at all when she said that. I think she was low-key just playing up to the judges, because she even said herself during that one Untucked that, like, this is a game. I see we got to play this now. Like, I think she's just playing the angle of, like, the sort of, you know, humble competitor who's willing to take critiques but isn't actually doing that as a real individual.
Because
if she was, she wouldn't have done half the shit she's been doing. Like, she's been playing these, like, one-note sort of, like, underwhelming performances and expecting to be getting like tens across the board because she's from New York. It just does not make sense.
Yeah. And her acting has not been up to par either. Like, I just haven't, I've been giving her passes because it's not as bad as like Aiden or whatever, but when she just comes for her so hard, I love dragging white people. I do. They deserve it. But damn, like, sometimes you have to like let up on them a bit and give them room to breathe. So, you know, you can't be the tiger, you can't be the lion chasing after the gazelle and you've like already wounded it, and then like you don't maul it right there. If you don't maul it and kill it right away, then, you know, it just looks inhumane when you chase after and like let it play in the field.
That plays to her benefit is winning this lip sync, and it was low-key by like default. It was by default, almost. Like, Aiden had this like dead look in her eye the whole time she was doing it.
No, Aiden didn't know any of the words either, so I'll give this wholeheartedly to Britta. I think she deserved to win.
You know, like, it's because she was so bad. Britta didn't
Britta wasn't by the end of it, I was sort of believing the fantasy, you know, especially with her little quote-unquote magic trick, like
the fireworks.
Whatever that man's name is, like the guest judge, he was giving like too much excitement for what was going on. Like, I was like, okay, that was cute, but like, close your mouth. Like, don't.
It was a spark that fizzled out just like Britta.
Yeah, I had to actually rewind it immediately because I was like, I'm not sure what exactly I just saw. Like, did I see a sparkler? Did you actually bring fireworks onto the stage? Like, what's happening? But I mean, it was utilized well, and I feel like she was giving me more of a, honestly, that performance was more Jennifer Holliday than her Snatch game, honestly.
Agreed.
Like, she was giving me more dramatics, more like Dream Girls. Like, it was giving me more more than she gave during the Snatch game performance. So
She did give you was a legendary look. Her look was beautiful.
Let me tell you. Britta and that iridescent dress, it was very similar to Eureka's dress on season 10.
Okay.
Or 11, whatever.
I can see that.
Yeah, Eureka wore a very similar iridescent look, but this was so well-tailored. I said this earlier to Julio, but I was like, it looks so expensive. Like, she must have paid a fortune for this dress because of the way that the mirrors are placed and the cut, the hair, the makeup, the shoulders, the stole. Wow. Like, this is a wow for me, for Britta. Like,
it just sucks to be sort of like on the backdrop of everything else, because she just looks so good. Like, I remember when she first walked out, I was like excited for her for the season. I'm just hoping that she finds a way to, maybe like, since Aiden's gone, maybe we'll see her actually like realize that she has to perform to win. Yep.
Or she's the next gone, honestly. Right. She doesn't find that out, she's the next person to go.
Is this two or three bottoms in a row?
This is
two. Yeah, I think she was safe the one before that. But like it was safe by like a hair, I feel, because like she's giving barely safe, like on the contrary to like Jan, who's giving like safe but like almost top every time. Yeah. It's kind of like that. It's like she's giving the exact same but like opposite. Like she's like at like the lower end of the barrel as opposed to the top end of the barrel.
That's exactly it.
So now that we're talking about Jan. So first of all, let's just get to the snatch game, because I don't really think there was a whole lot going on in the main show. The snatch game, like everybody was good except for three people, which doesn't happen too often on snatch game, depending on the season. So like Heidi was good. Jackie was great.
Oh my God. I did
love her. Like her performance was so, like it was just unanimous that she basically was Leah Remini, but
Lisa something.
Lisa whatever. Same Italianish kind of girl.
she done Real Housewives of New York or New Jersey? I think it's New York. That's true.
Same place.
I don't know, but there's so many of these Bravo girls. But she really looked like her. And I don't know too much about her, but just from like the look and the mannerisms, it was giving me like Real Housewife of the Northeast.
I appreciate about her though is she gave us a clear goal and mission that she was on, and she executed on that. She was like, "I'm going to give you QVC. I'm giving you."
Yeah.
Husband, like the name dropping, like she said what she was going to do and she actually did it.
And the judges actually made a good point that it's like, even if some of the jokes weren't landing, she was just going for it and it made it look so much better. There was like no hesitation in her performance.
See, like I didn't think that her jokes weren't landing. I feel like a lot of them were at least worth a chuckle. And that's something compared to some of the other girls that were just talking and there was nothing coming out, like fucking Crystal.
I'm not gagging.
Like, I couldn't laugh. I couldn't laugh.
Did you fast forward a little bit, Caputo? Because I had to.
I was trying not to because I really wanted to have a good understanding of the episode for this for this recording.
Right. To be honest,
it was hard to watch. It was.
To be honest, it was like I'm not trying to be funny, but she would pop up on screen and it's like that scene in The Conjuring when the girl's with the candle and right before the candle goes out, that thing claps. Mm-hmm. I was like, "Woo! No, I gotta fast forward."
So annoying.
And it's so crazy because like she really was giving me Poppy. Like she looked like Poppy and she was giving me Poppy mannerisms, but like it just wasn't funny.
I don't think Crystal is funny. That's just the real
tea. Yeah.
Crystal is actually a comedian in that way, and she's not going to win this competition. So, moving on. And I don't say that like hating her. I love Crystal. I just don't think that's her skill set.
Yeah, I've watched her makeup tutorials, and Crystal's just like awkward Mexican hipster girl,
basically with like a sensitive side.
Yeah, and a mullet. Like you know, she bottoms like Monday through Wednesday, and then Thursday through Friday she has her shows, and then Saturday, Sunday she's recuperating, like, and then she's at like Trader Joe's on Monday again.
Wish she was more strategic, because I don't see any of that in Crystal, and that's why I don't really have hope for her in the competition. Is like she's just gonna end up losing at some point, because even this El DeBarge thing, which by the way I find highly annoying that RuPaul just will not let it go.
It was more annoying this episode than it was any other episode. It was so forced.
My patience level with this is like very low. So like the first time she did it twice, more than once, I was like, okay, RuPaul, chill. But the fact that she keeps doing it, and the fact that Crystal hasn't responded by just doing it to get her off her back, is crazy to me.
The thing is, I don't think Crystal knows who El DeBarge is. Like, I just don't think Crystal knows who El DeBarge is, because every time RuPaul brings it up, Crystal will just be like,
Yeah, girl.
And even like when RuPaul was like, "Oh, you should be El DeBarge," I think in Crystal's mind, she's like, "Girl, I am not doing that. I don't know anything about this bitch. Like, I cannot do Snatch Game as her." But the thing is, El DeBarge isn't really that funny to begin with. So it's kind of like that was a weird suggestion for RuPaul to make, point blank, period. But RuPaul is just going overboard with the El DeBarge shit.
Also has like this very weird mindset that like there's these canonical drag things that you should just always know and be able to reference at all times. And I think that's like how we see gay culture and mainstream gay culture, but obviously does not always pan out. Because every time she says Elder Barrage, you can see like upside down question marks and shit around like.
Yeah, she's really like, girl, what the fuck? Like, I mean, like, he's not wrong. Like, the mullet is very El DeBarge Jerry Curl, but like, okay. Again, not everyone's gonna catch that because the DeBarges were big in like the 80s. Like,
yeah.
And a lot of these girls, even though they look a little older, they're all in like their 20s pretty much.
Yeah.
Even Widow is like what, 27, 28? Like, that's pretty young.
Another one who did not do it for me personally. Like, she was a little.
Ooh, Jesus.
But it was painful.
Yeah.
Tina.
I liked Ike, honestly, more than Tina.
Yeah.
I liked her Ike more than Tina, even though I was like cringing the whole time. Like, why are you Ike Turner in 2020? But
as she's come from a quote unquote nope, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Never mind.
She tried tying that in too. I was like, girl, what? Like,
woo, triggers.
Yeah. I don't know.
Who comes from a very, like, she even said it in the episode, like, just from a very hard place, I think. Mm-hmm. Some of her things, and it just, you can see it on her faces. Sometimes she's just, like, in a different place, I think.
Yeah.
During the competition. Woo!
Interesting. Anyway, so then, okay, I just, and then also that runway, like, that Titanic runway had me just.
I was so mad.
Some of it, okay, I get it, but damn, like the icicles on the face just looked very off-putting. It looked like cum. I was like, please stop.
It looked very arts and crafts, even more than Aiden's look. Aiden's look was very arts and crafts moment, even though it was cute, but like the googly eyes.
Aiden's look was giving you rainbow. Meanwhile, this look was giving you like
Joanne's
fabrics. Yeah, like yeah. One was. Girl, all of Widow's looks, and you know how I feel about Widow's looks this season. I feel like a lot of them have just been like not like the way like you said that Brita's gave you expensive, like Widow's looks do not give you that. And it's just a consistent thing for her and me, I feel like, this season. And this particular version of a look was just not it. Like the concept made sense. I totally got it, but it just did not look good at all.
And the fact that it was frozen eleganza, like that just I get like the iceberg kind of tie in there, but like it just doesn't fit the category anyway. Like it just doesn't. Like you got a fucking like buoy on your neck. Like that doesn't work. It doesn't work.
She didn't give you fashion with it either. And then even if you've seen like the Titanic and so it's like get some of the references, like even that whistle was weird. Like a lot of it didn't come together on stage. I think it was just all in her head somewhere and she just didn't do it right. On stage.
Poor Widow. Okay, so this is a conversation we just had, so we have to do it again because Caputo's here. How did we feel about like Jada's runway? Because I liked it, especially because it was more Storm reference than it was Frozen to me.
I think the hair was very Storm, definitely. When she turned around, I got more Storm than when she walked in. Like, as she was walking away. But I think she followed Jackie, if I'm not mistaken. And I just was more gagged at everyone else's outfits, honestly. Like, it was cute, but, like, if I was gonna give, like, a hierarchy, I think she would probably be, like, number four.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it was nice, but it wasn't anything that was, like, really gagging me. Even Jackie's look, like, that kind of gagged me.
I did not like that look.
I knew it was coming.
Really? And I've been saying too that I'm waiting for her to gag me. It's not like a full gag, but like I liked it. I liked it a lot, actually. I thought
Jackie did what she was supposed to do, and that's why I can't be like, I'm not mad at Jackie's look. She did Frozen. It was very clearly related to like Elsa, that whole thing. And it also didn't look like a copy paste job, which I also
liked.
Like, she tried to transform it, so I'm going to give her points for participating in doing her job. But, like, I did not like the fit of it. I thought it wasn't that great on her, if that makes sense. Like, I thought that look would have looked good on Nikki Doll or something, as opposed to Jackie Cox. And that's my issue with it, is it, like, almost like they kind of wore her, as opposed to her wearing the garment.
How did y'all feel about the actual, like, breast parts that went up pretty high?
That's why I hated about it.
Not you hated it.
The concept was ugly, but because on her, I thought they were too big because she's got such a petite, small sort of frame. At least personally, the dress ate her up as opposed to her like eating the dress. And that was my real problem with it. It wasn't that the idea was bad.
Right. I mean, I liked it. The fit to me was pretty, I guess, like, everyone has a different taste of, like,
yeah, for sure,
what fit looks like for them. And for her, like, when she stopped at the end of the runway and she kind of posed, the way that it kind of moved, it just looked good to me. Like, it looked like it was very fitted to her body, at least the body type that she puts on when she's in drag. And I thought it looked pretty good, especially when she folded her hands and it made it look like a lotus petal in the front, yeah, like an ice petal. It was pretty good. I would have maybe did different hair. And of course, as always, I would have elongated the train and then split it up the middle in the very front so you could actually see the shoes as you move down. But because, like, I like a mermaid tail dress. I love a mermaid tail. And I love, like, when the ends, because it's very, like, anime, Tenchi Muyo. Like, I just love those references for, like, dresses with the back. So, yeah, that's really all I would have changed. Jada, you know what? Like, when I think about Jada's look, I think that her and Jackie needed, like, a little bit more, if that makes sense. Like, there needed to be, like, one extra thing just to kind of make it pop. Like, Britta had her dress and her, you know, normal shape, but she, you know, did a little bit of a different makeup and hair. But what really set it off was that iridescent color. And the way that it just, like, the lights hit her on the stage and then it illuminated the stage.
Yeah.
Like, there was some orange in there. There was some purple hitting the trees. I was like, this is a show. Like, this is a show. If she came out, I would have given her my savings debit card. Not the checking one. The other one.
Could we talk about and give a round of applause for Heidi and Closet and her look?
I wasn't mad at it, but I wasn't in love with it either.
Yeah, I'm looking at Caputo's face. I was like, I wanted to see what her reaction would be when Julio said she didn't like it.
No, y'all are not going to do my girl because she gave you a look.
No, Caputo, I agree with you.
Look.
I think the look is cute. I do. I don't like the front. I think
the couture of, like, a moment where I don't even know what that shit's called, where it's
the muff.
Both of you. Yeah, the muff. Oh my God. Bitch. And the hair slick back. Like, and it's, oh my, like, wow. I was shook.
The top
of honestly shook.
Everything you said about the top of the garment, I agree. I think she looks really good. I don't like the cutout in the front, the way I just don't like it personally. But I don't think that makes it bad. It's just not for me.
I was very, like, surprised, honestly, to see her, like, turn it out like that.
You feel like she always kind of turns it out a little bit. Like, she's not the top notch kind of girl of the season, but, like, as I think the way Heidi performed this season, she did way better than I think most of us expected, as opposed to other. So that I can definitely give her.
And Heidi's just, like, on the incline with, like, her personality, and, like, I love her to talk to. Like, if there was anyone I wanted to talk to more in that season, it's Heidi, because she's so funny. Her untuck is so funny, 100%. Especially when she talked about her Penelope. I was like, I am so... The whistle noises, like, are you kidding? This is comedic gold.
And she can perform, which I respect.
Yes, that too. I rewatched the Heart to Break performance, and the more I watch it, the more I remove Nikki Doll out of vision, and I just think,
oh my God,
this isn't a bad performance. Like, this is, like, good. This is, like, good. It just needed to remove that other person.
Nikki Doll was just kind of like wall paint, like wall flower, like wall.
She was distracting.
Yeah, she was just there because she looked amazing, but she didn't do anything.
Yeah. But yeah, I agree with Caputo though. Like, that the look to me, the only thing she could have changed was, and we'll get to that, but makeup, because Gigi mentioned it in Untucked and it got a little heated. But the makeup could have been a little bit better, as we've said before, but I think she's improved since her first episode. So she's on the incline. And I also think, like, the shoe, I would have made it a heel instead of, like, a boot with the muff or the leg warmers or whatever. And I would have elongated, as you know, I love a long train. So that coat really could have been
I liked the coat not being a train because it just made it look more practical. Like, I honestly could have believed she was just, like, you know, the queen of Norway or some shit.
Really?
Like, Norway elected, like, a black queen. And she's just, like, going to see her constituents.
I'm I'm like Team Dolce on this one, particularly with the train. I think that's what would really have made this pop out for me, because I don't hate this. It's just not, like, to me, I wouldn't look at this and be like, this is the top. I think this is like a safe look.
Oh, yeah.
But it's cute.
Yeah, definitely.
Heidi did just what she had to do. And I don't think she's like some of the other girls who've just been sort of there in the competition. She's had like really good high moments and she deserves to be here.
Yeah. Interesting. You know, there's a wig. This is random, but when I see Heidi, I think like, God, I want to see Heidi in like, does anyone remember that performance in season 8 with Bob, Acid, and Thorgy? Where Bob had on that red, blunt, banged wig. Anybody remember that?
Not at the top. The
performance?
Yeah, they were doing that. It was like, and they were like, big black beans, whatever. It was
oh,
like
that. Yeah.
Yeah, that bobbed wig. I would love to see it on Heidi. I don't know why I want to see it on her, but I want to see her in like one of those like really high fashion-y like wigs.
Yeah, Heidi doesn't really give us like short hair as much as I thought that she would, just based on her head shape, because it's super round. But I think she likes having like bigger hair. Which is why I really like the straight kind of like back hair, like hair to the back this time. Because I'm like, some of the girls really are scared of that because it doesn't really feminize your face if you have a big like man face or whatever. But like, it looked good, honestly.
Didn't Heidi give us a bald head this season though with that one look?
She did, but that's different from being short hair. That's just bald. Those are two different looks. Are you telling me that bald and short hair are the same?
No argument. I just don't agree.
No. I mean, like, again, like, a bald head, it works for her, too, because her head is round. It gives you, like some symmetry. With, like, a short bob or a wig, you have to still work with, like, how your face looks. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's a little different. Like, I feel like some people just wouldn't look good rocking, like, a bald cap. I was honestly kind of nervous about Gigi and how she would look, but she looked really good. Maria the robot or whatever.
Gigi is the star of the season right now. Like, you can't.
Gigi fucked me up.
She fucked all the girls up and she looks good all the time. I thought this particular runway was kind of boring.
Yeah.
Because I think everyone went for these like high glamour, high femme looks, and she kind of gave you like this cute sort of like concept and it was executed perfectly, but it wasn't like, wow. But her performance with that fucking robot bitch. And I'm like, that took me all the way back before this corona shit where we were like gagging about how like robots were going to take over the earth. Ugh. A concept.
Sorry.
I was just like, and she called RuPaul a bitch. Like, I can't be mad.
Multiple times. I was like, oh shit.
Or when she turned around and told Jackie, she's like, mind your fucking business, bitch. What a queen.
Her like fumbling with the cards will just like forever, because the fact that she was fumbling and she like whispers fuck underneath her breath, like that was just comedy gold. Like this fucking robot, like fuck shit.
Her comedy was also more up to date, I feel like, with the times, because I think that's something that we touched on, is how like these things change, and it was less like slapstick humor and it was more like kind of like dry delivery mixed with some body humor too, which was really cool.
Yeah. And humor for her, like, usually people are like jokes, but honestly she's really giving you like real life. This is what we find funny, like struggling to do things, normal menial things, like dealing with life existential crises while trying to be funny. Like,
I think Jackie said it best, is that she was using physical comedy in ways that everyone else literally could not, because just based on their characters. But she had the advantage of having a different form of comedy that was specific to literally just her.
But it wasn't
like, no, yeah, it wasn't like anything that was like forced, but like, because she was a robot, like, yeah, she was like, a lot of her like funny shit was her just kind of being like so out of it, and like her like needing to be rebooted, like that was fucking funny as shit. Like,
I almost died.
Like, yeah, like it was just like back to back, and like even when the camera wasn't on her, she was still kind of doing this like weird like motions, and like she killed it.
And she's smart, because that particular concept goes really well with like a high fashion like cover girl face. Like, she was still able to give you like this really beautiful like fashion girl look, while at the same time demonstrating like her range as a character and personality, which is just super smart because it's playing up all of her strengths, Whereas with some of the other girls, they actually did incorporate physical comedy, but it made them look kind of crazy. Like, I know for Britta particularly, she had this like hungry, hungry hippo look on the whole time.
It was, oh my God.
Like, if you think about it, like, I literally could not see it. Because it's just like her mouth was just open the entire time.
She even said loose jaw as an answer. And I was like, girl, like, you don't know anything else about her besides her mouth is always open? Like, what the fuck?
Girl.
Like, why did you even choose her? Like, you couldn't pick anyone else with a big mouth. Like, what is going on?
But the thing is with Britta, too, is like, that's always her character, though.
Like, I know. And someone said, I think it might have been Jan or somebody, was just like, girl, you're literally just playing Britta, just louder.
It's like a loud Britta.
A loud Britta, which honestly is kind of an oxymoron, or not an oxymoron, redundant. It's a redundant statement to make because Britta's already loud as fuck. But she was just like, it was just like very strange. And the way that she was explaining it during the critiques, I was just like, I don't really know what you even thought you were doing.
Like, girl, someone drag her off stage. Like, hurry up.
Someone take her away, bitch.
Off with her head, please. Like,
anyway. Poor Britta. And then, like, oh, by the way, so Jan was underwhelming to me this week, but apparently Julio was absolutely blown away. Cucuto, how did you feel about it?
Great job.
Is what I really like Bernadette Peters. I was like a musical kid in high school. So
not Snatch Game, her look. Snatch Game was whatever.
Oh, her look. Oh, the look gagged me completely.
Thank you.
The reveal, because that's like, I don't think we've ever seen a reveal that was like quite like that, where it was like, she's like dipped over, the hair goes back to one side, and now she's like a full face beat. It was...
She snapped with that, I'm sorry.
She absolutely snapped. And I, honestly, like when I saw her walking down as like an abominable snowman zombie thing, I was like, okay, very Jan moment. And I wasn't honestly that gagged, because I still liked the look just based on how it was all like across her face. Like, it was blue and then white. I thought it was really chic, but like there was something about it where I wasn't gagging to the full extent that I was by the end of it, because that reveal.
Caputo is like 50 Shades of Gagging, and she describes like exactly what she said.
I'm telling you, like, what exact moment I began to gag. Like when she walked out, I had like a little trickle in my throat. I was like, okay. Then I like tried to swallow and I couldn't get it out. And then the reveal, I was like, ooh. Like, bitch had me gagged. I loved it. It was very her, because of the whole like campy part of like her just like being a zombie. Mm-hmm. But then again, like she turned it out. I loved the look. I loved her hair. I love the fact that she had one like contact where it was kind of like the white. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting.
Don't you think she would have looked better with like some more pieces, like a headdress or maybe like a crown or something? And I totally agree with that.
I would have thought maybe something on her shoulders, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Something to break up the symmetry of the garment.
Yeah.
All I said, and this is like, I'm not trying to say that Jan was bad, right? I said Jan was safe. But like, all I was thinking, you know what? It just comes from this idea that, what's the word? I'm very fantasy, and because I'm in fantasy, like anime mode all the time, and because I'm a huge fan of Game of Thrones, like I fucking learned High Valyrian to a certain extent in order to keep it. Like I understand the reference, but I would have thought she would have had more stalactites, more ice pieces that were less silicone and more hard, rough pieces, just to give like some definition on the right side of her body. She could have added, like, instead of her regular eyebrow, she could have made a stalactite eyebrow, or she could have had like the crown of stalactites on one side, like of the crystal, the icicles. Like, it would have been like, to me, it would have added more definition to the look, and it wouldn't be so cohesively like one side is just her face and the other side is just, you know, a beautiful face. Yeah, it makes me seem like as if that. I'm nitpicking, but when I think White Walker, I'm thinking like very strong, very present, ice specific references. And this was just like, I'm just going to do a blue face on one side, similar to her last look where she had that white face that started from her neck up, and Acid Betty said the same thing.
I don't fully agree with you saying it doesn't have like a parent, because I feel like you're kind of saying, and I don't know if that's what you mean, but it sounds like you're more so saying that it just wasn't clearly like ice references, where I feel like that's all she really gave us. But it still is a question of execution, which at the end of the day, if you're just really invested in a reference and someone doesn't give you kind of your fantasy, it's always going to fall flat.
Yeah, you're looking to it, like, because I don't know about you, Julio, but I never watched Game of Thrones, so I knew kind of what she was getting at, but like I don't know the specifics to match it up with the reference.
Yeah, so I can totally piece together from what you're saying, Dolce, how it made you feel on an individual level. And I think that that's totally valid. And personally, I still don't think it's as bad as the way I felt watching Widow walk down the aisle, so to speak.
No, that was way worse.
Like, that's giving you a fantasy that I think we all know about, and then like totally just giving you the wrong version of it.
Yeah, I just think it's like me nitpicking because I'm so, like you said, I'm so invested in the reference. And I really have like a reverence to when it comes to Game of Thrones. Like, if you're not doing it, I need the difference between like hard, strong ice structures on one side to the melting with the silicone to the left, so that there's like a real distinction between like what you're doing, because it just looked like it was blending together. And I was like, it's just a very safe look. But you know, I would get on Drag Race and probably look a hot ass mess compared to Jan. So I would never say that what she's doing is like.
I genuinely thought that Jackie Cox's look was more safe. It was like the most obvious Elsa look out of everyone's. Like, so if we're using safe, that's how I would use it, in the sense of like not taking a genuine risk for the challenge.
I think the safest thing was probably like Crystal Method's Fendi 2014 winter like runway / Dr. Freeze.
The thing that I really liked, I liked Crystal's like garment. I liked the little like pantsuit kind of thing she had going on. But the makeup and the hair, it was giving me like the same runway that she did, where she looked like him.
Yeah,
like, the hair was the devil. It was just blue instead of red.
That's actually like a mistake she makes by giving us the same face beat.
She gives you the same face and the same look, even though it was more dialed down than the previous look was, which, you know, now she's taking the makeup critiques. But it was still kind of the same like look. But the garment was really nice. I really liked that. And I like that she actually took off the jacket. Because when she walked down, I was like, I need you to take off the jacket. Yeah. Because she also said, I'm wearing these pajamas. And I'm like, yeah, like, take it off. Like, give me something, please. And she did. But again, I was just nitpicking on that, because I've seen that hair before her, and I didn't necessarily like it the first time she wore it. So I was kind of just like, stuck on that.
Worst bitch, though. I'm sorry. Like, who would we say are the worst and best, like the best and the worst, if we had to give like maybe top and bottom
for runway or overall
looks alone? Because I think it's hard to take the snatch game and then compare that to how they did with the actual fashion. Because like, for instance, with Jackie Cox, I thought her snatch game was like a snooze fest, to be honest with you. I think she did a decent job. No, sorry, not Jackie Cox. I'm sorry. I mean, not Jackie. Who was it that did Bernadette Peters again?
Jan.
Yeah, Jan, I thought was a snooze on the actual snatch game compared to what I expected from her, because she's such a personality and she seems to have all the chops necessary for that. But on I thought she actually did pretty darn good. So it's like, I think they should be compared separately.
I was gonna say, like, oh my god, you thought Jackie did bad at snatch game? Like, what?
My top look is Britta, hands down. Like, there's no runway on there that like lived up to that. I loved that iridescent. Like, all that shit aside, like, I have to kind of remove it, because in some ways people would probably judge the fuck out of me and be like, wow, like, her animation is terrible. I'm not gonna do that to Britta. So like, Britta's runway just destroyed everything. But my bottom would probably have to be Widow, because that just did not, it was not elevated, and it just did not do anything for me.
Yeah. My bottom is definitely Widow.
Yeah. The thing that impressed me with Widow, though, is how she fit that buoy in her suitcase.
Okay. Well,
that was the real gag.
It was probably inflated. So like, it's probably just like,
oh yeah, you can deflate those things, can't you? Well, you know what? They're going to read the fuck out of me.
And that's my biggest thing too. You brought like a pool floaty on the runway, and not even in like a chic way. Like, you just brought a pool floaty, and that was it. I was like, girl, Girl, bye.
Wasn't it just like was slung over her shoulder and over what was already like a very cheap looking type of garment. Yep. And she didn't even give us like a wet weave look, did she? Like, let me double check.
She kind of gave you like very like loose weighed down curls. Well, they didn't look wet, but they looked like they were.
Should have gave you like a wet weave look. Rainbow, yeah, not rainbow, sorry, like mermaid, you know, like stuck in the water, like sea kelp and bullshit. Like, if you're gonna give us drowning, just give us like actually give us that.
You were honestly the real gag. The real gag would have been if she just came out there with the fucking door and surfed on the door. Like, that would have been the gag for me
too. I would have actually,
and I would have taken one of the pit crew members. I would have had an outfit for them, and I would have been kicking the pit crew member off the door. Like, yeah, you can't be on here. Period. And I would have been blowing the whistle. I would have brought Celine Dion out. I would have paid her for 20 minutes. And I would have said, I would have put a, took a mortgage out on my house and said, Celine, go ahead. My heart will go on.
There's ways to do what she did way better. And it sucks when like anyone can think of those ways.
Yeah.
I think Jan is probably my top, honestly.
Okay.
I think I was sufficiently gagged. But I also really did like Britta's... British runway as well. And Gigi, if Gigi did like a little bit more, I would have gotten into it. Because like even like the nose
was cute.
Like the nose was very cute, but I feel like I'm getting this skirt look from her a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always like a really really short skirt where like you can almost see her coochie crack. But like I'm like,
the Gigi
look, I love it, but it's getting a little bit consistent and I want to like be gagged again by like, yeah, a complete concept.
For me, the reason I agree with Dolce 100%, I think Britta was the top and Widow sadly was on the bottom for me personally. And I think it's because like, regardless of what you think about Britta, the look she wore was just like eleganza. Like it was inspiring. It was beautiful. It was like, where did you get that? And that's what I want to feel when I look at someone on the runway. And it totally fit the concept of like Frozen too. So it just, it was perfect. But because of the colors, she was the only one who had that sort of color palette and didn't go with the typical Frozen Elsa look. I was down for it.
But what I didn't like about Britta's, and this is just like me and like a personal thing, but her mink, like the ends of them were kind of like these long, like, kind of like cylindrical things. I would have liked it if it was like a more like just flat kind of like garment thing folded over, and it looked more like it was just like a bunch of these kind of tubes almost. I wasn't sure what was going on with the ends of those, but I did love the fact that she had that and like was holding it over her. I love that sort of moment. I'll like walk around my apartment in my robe literally just like that and just have it like hanging.
I knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Visual.
For the viewers at home, like, just envision Prince, like, in that naked cover. It's literally what Caputo looks like. And then, like, and then just throw, like, a kimono over it and, like, give her, like, a somewhat, like, smoky eye. Bam, you have Caputo.
That's me. Hey, you're at
three princes and then somehow synthesize all of them so that they can be about
It's like three princes in a trench coat. And then, like, that's me. You like stack, you like put three princes on each other's shoulders and then like put them in a trench coat and there I am.
Oh yeah, I forgot. She's a skyscraper.
And Prince is 5'3", 5'2".
Yeah, I forgot.
Also, Britta's look, we will have to give her some credit too for like giving us a cute little shoulder pad. She gave us like a mermaid silhouette and the colors transformed throughout the dress. It wasn't just like the same pattern the whole time.
She gave you a show. It was a show. Like, if that was at a club, like a huge venue club, and like the lights hit her and the whole place lit up in purple, orange, and blue, I would I would go to Wells Fargo. I would use a cutter. I would rip out the ATM and I would like take a huge truck and I would back the truck with my Subaru Forester into the fucking club and just throw the ATM at her.
You're dumb.
My God.
Right? I would go to the fucking bank. I would put on a ski mask. I would hold up every single person in there. I would take them all to the club and I'd be like, give her your money now. Like, it was...
Girl, you do that anyway.
My God.
Cut the cameras. I'm going to federal jail. Why would you do this to me? I just took money for y'all.
Oh, I'm so sorry, girl. My bad. She's buying us new and everything.
Y'all see how the girls switch up when they, you know what? I was stealing from Walmart and getting people their Neutrogena oil-free acne wash, and now I've moved up and y'all are not trying to support me. Support your businesses. Support small businesses. Anyways, I'm sorry for the tangent. It's just, it was so gaggy.
It was beautiful. It was literally.
It was.
I noticed with Britta, she's on a trend where if she does bad in a snatch or like in a challenge, she comes out with like some crazy look. Like, girl, I'm pulling this shit out the back.
Good or bad. Good or like, bad. It'll be a look, but like, it'll be something that you can't stop looking at for whatever reason.
Yeah. So like the last thing we should talk about is Untucked, because honestly, Untucked was gaggy. Well, if you haven't seen it,
because I haven't seen it either.
Story, girl, don't worry about it.
I mean, the best way to tell you is that like everyone hated each other and it was never resolved by the end. So it opens up and the safe girls finally come in and they're giving their comments about everyone. And it was just like a normal consensus, but Jackie just seemed so like annoyed with the idea that people were like saying that they did okay or whatever. And then Britta came in and she was like, yeah, so I think like I'm in the bottom, but you know, my performance, I didn't think it was that bad. And before she could even say it, Jan was like, yeah, like you're from New York. You're like Entertainer of the Year. Like you got this. Girl, and then Jackie was like, yeah, you're using that shit as a crutch. And Jan got up and went to the shade button and just kept hitting it for like a good like it's six times. And the back and forth of the camera between Britta's face and the shade button.
I'm watching this right after this.
Ooh, bitch.
Really, I fucked the fuck up. I would have.
I was so shook. And the thing is, it was Jackie who said that you're using this as a crutch. I would have never thought she would have dragged someone like this.
Jackie's kind of been a little bit more vocal in the Untucks lately. I think she's kind of just getting over it, like getting over all the like all the girls that kind of give themselves excuses.
Yeah,
like it's now episode what, 7? Like y'all gotta step your fucking cookies up before they crumble, bitch.
You can't be someone like Britta and not do well. You have to be like, if like if you're gonna be that loud and vocal and just like up there, you gotta actually perform.
Yeah, she's very larger than life. Larger. So if you're gonna do that, like you have to give it all the way and not like kind of half ass it.
Even when she was on a roof, she was like, "Girl, you know I know where I come from. Like I'm their queen. Like I'm that bitch."
Ugh.
She said, "I'm like you know."
She said, "I'm their queen." Like how? How deluded do you really have to
be? I had to change the sheets, and not for the good reason.
Oh,
for the bad reason, girl. I threw up. I was like, "What is going on here?"
Oh my god. No, I can't. I oh my god. And so that's Jackie, what I'm saying. Oh, no, go on. Okay. I'm over it. Moving on.
So Jackie like was like, yeah, you know, everyone went up on Snatch Game and there were like some people who did really, really amazing, like Gigi, but then you know, there were some of you all who like you had your looks, but they just or your performances and it just kind of faltered. And then it was Widow who was like, bitch, I had like, you know, 9 or 10 characters or whatever that I could have done. But and Tina was my top and I just didn't do well with it. And then Jackie's like, well, you know, you've known this is coming for like, you know, it's like 12 seasons now. Basically 11 of them had Snatch Game. Like you should know that you have to come prepared. And Widow was just like, girl, sometimes you can't go up there and in the moment. For you, you can perform and do like everything and be perfect all the time. But for some of us, like this isn't our main gig. And even if you prepare for it, sometimes you can go on Google. Like Heidi was saying, she was like, girl, you can go on Google everything and still after that, not be prepared.
That's a good
point. And Jada agreed with her.
But you have to know, like, again, like you know this is coming, which is very true. So that means you have to have like one character down. Like even before you get on the show, you should have at least one because you know it's going to happen. Like right. I get that it's not everyone's gig, but like and you can't like just switch up your character last minute and then just Google like top 5 facts about Bernadette Peters and then have that be your whole shtick. Like, you have to know them in a kind of an intimate way, but in the same way, like, you should know at least one person because you know it's going to happen. Like, this is the one thing that you know you're going to have to be doing.
Some people just aren't as good as other people at this. And that's what we have to realize too, is like, it's a competition because some girls are actually just better at it than others. And that's what's kind of coming to the front.
But that's different than not knowing a character. If you're just like, I'm not an actress and I'm not a good improv, artist and can't do that. That's different than being like, I just don't know things about this person. Like Aiden, like she didn't know anything about like Aiden the actual is just character.
Irritating because Aiden was clearly not prepared for the competition and she still got there, which is why I think that like, as much as I've talked shit about Britta's right to be mad at her because it's like, why are you fucking here? Like Aiden was just literally like the whole season. I'm like, why are you here? You got three wigs and like a set and like a pair of pumps in the suitcase, and like the rest of the space is just like your personality and I guess like underwear. Because like I did not understand
why. Which means there's nothing in there.
There's nothing in there. It was like two or like all her looks were like mix and match, like grab and go, a la carte wig, a la carte like heel mixed with like the same silhouette. Like it was nothing. Like it was just unfortunate because I felt like we could have gotten like a totally different person on the screen instead of her, and we probably would have had more fun watching it because
we could have kept Rock.
Honestly, yeah, the fact that Rock'em Sakura, we didn't get to see her snatch game is, I think, a crime. Yep. It's a fucking crime.
Like, what would she have done? I need to like know because she probably would say something about it, like, oh, I would have done this because
on her Twitter she posted her look and it was gorgeous and it would have filled
her Frozen Eleganza look.
Yeah, it was very like Beethoven hair, but like it had a curl to it, and then obviously she did some wonderful Frozen makeup, and like the look itself was basically like Elsa's dress.
Oh, I see it. Oh, that is very cute.
Yeah. It could have filled in Aiden's spot like so fast.
And this is actually
like even Dahlia Sin, I would have rather seen her because she was gonna do Just Free Star.
Okay, the fact that we're still broccoli everywhere episode though.
Bitch, I would have rather her done the Brock Ally.
Needs to stop.
I screamed when she was holding the fucking snatch game.
There are clowns for that shit. You know they're doing that shit on purpose.
But I fucking love her in it.
I'm sure she's fine with like being that girl. Like they're probably gonna bring her out every damn episode, and she's completely okay with it for the fucking airtime.
She's low key getting the Miss Vanjie spot right now without being having that personality at all.
Pretty broccoli,
sexy broccoli,
sexy broccoli.
Is it bad that I can see Caputo as like the Brock sexy Brock ally?
Honestly, I love some broccoli, girl. Put me in there.
Girl.
Tap me in, coach.
Put me in. I could just see her coming in there because Caputo has a personality to pull things off like that. So I would think like she'd be funny.
If I don't see Dahlia Sin at the reunion or the finale
as a rhinestone broccoli,
as a couture rhinestone runway Brock ally, like I will die.
I just want to be a sexy asparagus star, personally.
Asparagus.
imagine Dahlia Sin turning the corner in the finale and she literally is a broccoli in this like with, but it's made out of like Britta's dress material.
Gag.
Ooh. Yeah, like the little iridescent moment. Ooh. Yeah. You know what?
I would scream.
You know what? That would be everything.
It's like that. What was that? What's that girl who's like, I hate being fucking ugly, like that thing where she's pointing at the screen? It's very that.
I hate being ugly. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
That girl, she's like, I just hate being fucking ugly. Like, wait, this is so, this shit's so hard. Is it that? I said that.
You're annoying. Anyway, all I gotta say is Rock'em Sakura could have given us a way better second half of the season for however long she would have stayed after, obviously, but.
I guess the last thing we can say is that, you know, Gigi, I can't wait to see what happens because in Untucked, she came after, what's her name? Heidi. She came after her really hard. She was like, you know, the judges have told you that you need to kind of step it up and you're kind of like subpar is basically what she said to her.
Really?
And then Heidi was like, I don't know why you would say that, like, and whatever. And then she walked away and Gigi tried to like talk to her. She was like, hey, like, we need to talk. Like, I'm not trying to come for you, whatever. And she's like, I don't really want to do this right now. And then the guy was like, we have to go to stage. And it was over.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, that sets it up for the next Untucked, honestly.
Yeah.
Because now there's so many things that just aren't resolved.
I mean, if anyone can say something like that, it is Gigi. So,
true.
Like, I will give you your points. If you're giving the girls criticism and you actually are living up to the own, like, your own, you know, part of the competition, I can't be mad. As long as you, especially with Gigi, she doesn't really say things in a way that I feel is like super inflammatory anyway. But Heidi's going to take it how she takes it, because I think Heidi's from the beginning kind of been positioned as one of the weaker competitors, despite, I think, doing relatively well. So that's got to be frustrating.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, I hope, I can't wait for next week's episode, to be honest, because all the fodder is out and all the main girls are in, except for Britta for some people. So who knows? Maybe Britta might skyrocket, but we'll see if she fizzles like her Dazzler on stage. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
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 Thank you for tuning into this episode of 4Filth. Please follow us on all relevant social media platforms at 4Filth Podcast to gain more content and hear way more messy antics from the cast. We're also available on our personal social media linked in the description and at 4Filth.net.